The Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim Simen Tzadik Sif Tes Paskins as follows regarding the issues that we've been discussing about davening b'yichidus or davening at the same time as the tzibur. Says the Shulchan Aruch Yishtadl Odom L'spalo B'Beis HaKnesses and Tzibur. The proper way of davening is davening in the Beis HaKnesses together with the tzibur. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, however, v'hu onus, if he's an onus, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that he's sick, or he's weak, sheni yochel lo beis haknesses, that he can't come to shul, and the Mishnah Berurah goes into discussion, what does an onus mean? So he says, certainly if a person is not well, that's considered an onus. But the Mishnah Berurah also says that if he's going to lose money by coming to shul, that would be considered an onus. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's not a question of losing money, it's just a question of not making profit. No, your store won't be open, you won't make profit that time, that is not considered an onus. So if you can't make it to shul, says the Shulchan Aruch, as we just learned in the Gemara, Yechaven l'spal b'shor sh'atzibur m'spal. At least daven at the same time as the tzibur is davening. V'adim b'nei adam adorim b'yishuvim. People who live in villages, ve'elam minyan, and don't have a minyan in that village, they should daven shachris and avis at the time that the tzibur is mispalel. V'kein, continues the Shulchan Aruch, im nenas v'lo yispalel b'shor shatzibur atzibur mispalel b'yochid. On the other hand, you weren't able to daven at the time when the tzibur is davening, and you're davening b'yichidus. If you can, you spell the basic nessus. Even if you're davening b'yichidus, paskins the Shulchan Aruch, it's best to daven always in a shul. So we're learning two halachas. One halacha is that it's best to daven the same time as the tzibur, and the other halacha we're learning is that it's best to daven in a Beis HaKnesses rather than davening at home. In discussing this halacha, the Mefarshim explain, say, when we speak about being mispalel, b'shor sh'atzibur mispalelim, it means that you should daven Shemoneh Esrei at the same time that the tzibur is davening Shemoneh Esrei. Moreover, as we said earlier in our previous shiur, when we speak about the tzibur, it means the tzibur of your city. Because, of course, you'll always find a tzibur somewhere that's davening. But as we quoted the stipler, it means the tzibur of your city. And actually, I saw that the Sefer Ishe Yisrael and the Sefer Tefillah Kol Chasoy quote Rabbi Yoshe Zatzal and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that not only does it mean the tzibur of the city where you live, but it actually means the tzibur where you normally daven. So for whatever reason somebody is chas v'shalom not well and they could not daven, the halacha is they should come to shul to daven b'tzibur. They should at least daven at home at the same time that the minyan that they normally davens. When the Ramah speaks about people who live in a yishuv, the Ramah is referring to people that never have a minyan in their city. They never daven tefillah b'tzibur, so they could go after any kehillah they choose. Certainly the same halacha would be if somebody's traveling. So there we don't say we go, you should daven the same time necessarily as the minyan. You have to daven b'yichidus. You're traveling in a place where there's no minyan. There we don't say you have to be traveling necessarily at the daven the same time as your minyan at home. But if you're at home and for whatever reason could not make it to shul, daven the same time as you always do as your minyan is davening. There's a question that the Paiskim say. What should you do if you're not well and you're davening at home at the same time as the tzibur, but if you're going to daven, but you haven't davened Psukah de Zimra? So some Paiskim suggest that you should not skip Psukah de Zimra. Moreover, the Paiskim say, we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch that you have two delchatchila. Again, the Shulchan Aruch was very careful to say, is to daven b'tzibur in a Beis HaKnesses. The Shulchan Aruch taught us there are two suggestions for a person who can't do that. Either daven the same time as the tzibur is davening, or daven in the Beis HaKnesses b'yichidus. And the question that the Paiskim discuss, which is better? Davening at home b'yichidus b'shah hasha tzibur mispalalim, or davening in a Beis HaKnesses b'yichidus? And the Paiskim suggests that the halacha is it's better to daven at home b'yichidus, but it should be b'shah hasha tzibur mispalalim, as our Gemara just taught us, rather than davening in the Beis HaKnesses b'yichidus. The Mishnah Berura in Sifkot and Lamed quotes the Magen Avraham that we mentioned in our previous shiur that says if you're davening Musaf when the tzibur is davening Shachris, that isn't considered b'shah shatzibur mispalalim. But then the Sharet Tzion quotes a tzlach that if you're davening in the shul at the same time that the tzibur is davening, that means you come to shul late, chas v'shalom, and the tzibur is davening musaf, and you're up to shachris, so while they're saying musaf, you're saying shachris, that is considered tefillah b'tzibur. So the Meches Yitzchak, the Shas Chus Meches Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Lamed Beis says that when the Mishnah Berura says here that if you're in shul but you're davening Shachris and they're davening Musaf, it's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. He says it's not considered Tefillah B'Tzibur Mamish, because the Magen Avraham, as we quoted in our previous year, already taught us that you can't be saying that. The reason you can't be saying that is because otherwise, why is there a problem of davening Musaf b'shal shalos rishonis b'shal shatzibah mispalim? So must be, says the Meches Yitzchak, that it's considered in the category of b'shal shatzibah mispalim. So lahaloch lemaisa, the Magen Avraham's opinion is, as we quoted a number of times, that you're not yoitza davening one tefillah at the same time as the other tefillah that the tzibur is davening. However, there are paiskim that disagree with the Magen Avraham. There's a Gemara in Masech de Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Reb Chaim Brisker, I saw the Shailos of Tshuvas Van Hoggis from Reb Moshe Shtembruch, Chelik Dalid, Simen Lamed Aleph, quotes this word from Chaim Brisker. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, teaches us that Vamar Bihuda Mishmu Hispal. If somebody has already davened for Nichnas Lebeis Knesses and now he comes to Shul, or Matzat Tzibur Shemispal, and he finds that the Tzibur is davening, Im Yachol Chadish by Dover, if he could say something new, say over Shemone Esrei with something new, Yachsi Yispal. Laugh, if not, lo yispal. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, what do we see from here? That to be yoytze tefillah, you don't have to say the same tefillah that should be considered. This person wants the chaperayim tefillah b'tzibur, so he doesn't have to be davening the exact same tefillah as the tzibur, then should already still be considered, as long as he's davening along with the tzibur, it's considered tefillah b'tzibur. That's Reb Chaim Brisker's word. Reb Moshe Sternbuch in that Shuva says he's not exactly sure he understands Reb Chaim's Raya. Because he says the case that the Magen Avraham, the case that we're discussing, is a person has an obligation to daven Musaf, a person has an obligation to daven Shachris. And the question is, if I'm davening Shachris and the Tzibur is davening Musaf, is that considered tefillah b'tzibur? But here, I'm not davening a tefillah that I'm obligated to daven. I'm davening a tefillah nedava. So to bring a raya from a tefillah nedava to a tefillah that I'm obligated to daven, says the Reb Moshe Sternbuch, he's not sure he understands that raya. However, it's clear that many Paiskim are of the opinion that, let's say somebody came late to Shul on Shabbos and the Tzibur is up to Musaf and he is up to Shachris, what should he do? Should he daven Shachris Shemone Esrei together with the Tzibur Shachris, together with the Tzibur's Musaf, or should he daven Musaf and daven Shachris afterwards? So it's the opinion of most Paiskim, the Mashag, Chelik Aleph Simon Chof Beis, says that turning over the Seder and davening Musa Bishat before Shachris is not appropriate. And we do have the opinion of Reb Chaim Brisker that it is considered Tefillah B'Tzibur, and therefore you should first daven Shachris, you should daven Shachris at the same time that the Tzibur is saying Musaf, not daven Musaf before Shachris. Actually, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Masham, Chelek Dalid, Simen Kuf Chof, there are Oris from a grandson of the Masham, and he also brings a raya to this opinion that if you're davening a different tefillah than the Tzibur, you're davening Shachris, and the Tzibur is davening Musaf, that's still considered tefillah b'Tzibur. Because he says, it's interesting to note that the Rambam does not quote this Gemara that we're learning. And why doesn't the Rambam quote this Gemara? So he says that the reason is that we know there's a very big question, why were the tefillahs established? One opinion is that the tefillahs are avos tiknum, Shachris, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Musaf, Ma'ariv, Yaakov. The other opinion is that the tefillahs are connected kabbonis. So this grandson of the Masham wants to suggest that if somebody, that if you hold that the tefillahs were established kineged from the avos, so every tefillah has its own place, and Shachris and Musaf are very different, because Shachris was established by the avos, by Avraham Avinu, and Musaf was established kineged the carbon Musaf. So they come from very, very different places. But if you hold that all of the tefillahs were kineged carbonus, So then the difference between Shachris and Musaf is not that very significant. In fact, in that tshuva that I quoted earlier from Moshe Shtembach, he makes the observation that the exact same type of carbon was brought by Shachris and by Musaf, a carbon oil. So therefore, if you take that approach, which he says is the opinion of the Rambam, Musaf and Shachris are much more closely related. And therefore, if somebody's davening Musaf, when the Tzibur, if somebody's davening Shachris, when the Tzibur is davening Musaf, or you can even make the argument vice versa, it's still fine because it's all connected to carbonates and the carbon was actually very similar. And therefore, the halacha would not be like the Magen Avraham. And if you daven Musaf when the Tzibur is davening Shachris, or vice versa, it would be certainly considered tefillah b'tzibur.